Okay, we're up to the Gemara on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Tana Rabbanan, Arve Nochal Hagdelim Al HaNachal. Arve Nochal is that they have to grow, at least the kind of aravos that usually grow by a nachal. Dover Acher, Arve Nochal She'ola Shaloha Moshuch K'nachal. The way to identify the species of aravos is that the leaves are long, like a nachal, drawn out. They're not round. Tanya idach, arve nachal, ein li ala arve nachal. And I might think that you're only yotzei with aravos that grow mamish by water. Shel baal v'shel horim inayin. How do you know that you can be yotzei even with aravos that grow in a field that doesn't need irrigation, where there's no water in the field, or it grows on top of a mountain? Talmud Lomar, Arve Nochal Mikomakom. It says Arve Nochal. That it says it in the plural means to be marbe, even what's it called, where it's not by a Nachal. Abba Shol Omer, Arve Shtayim. Even as Arve means Dafka, you need two of them. Achas Lulav, Yachas Lamikdash. What are the two Aravas that you need? One is for the Lulav, and one is for this mitzvah of Hoshanas in the Beis HaMikdash. Here's a source in the Torah of the mitzvah of Arava in the Mikdash. They used to take, we'll learn in the parak coming up, used to take the Arava every day. We do it Zecher LaMikdash, we make the Hoshanas here. But every day in the Mikdash they would take Aravos and set them up by the Mizbeach and go around the Mizbeach with them. And we have a zecher to that on Hoshana Rabbah. They did it every day in the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash was a mitzvah in our Torah. So the hint to that mitzvah is, the source for that mitzvah, Abba Shaul says, is from this pasuk, Arve Nochal. One for the Lulav and one for the Mikdash. For Rabbanon, the Rabbanon who don't learn from Arve, they learn Arve means two. You need two Aravas for the Lulav. So where do they know that you have to have an Arava in the Beis HaMikdash? Right, it's halacha l'moshe miSinai. Yenechanami, there is no source in the written Torah. It's halacha l'moshe miSinai. And anything that's halacha l'moshe miSinai has no source in the written Torah. Dom Rav Asiyam, Rav Yochanan, Eser Netios, Arava, V'nisu Chamayim, halacha l'moshe miSinai. The halacha of Eser Netios, which Rashi will explain in detail, so we'll hold off, and the din of Arava, and the halacha of Nisu Chamayim, all of them are halacha l'moshe miSinai. See Rashi. Arve nochal hagdelus ala nachal. Nachli mayim mitzvah bezu. According to this brisa, there's a mitzvah to take aravas that grow by the water. Umiyu shel baal k'sheira k'd l'kamon k'deceive arve loshen rabim. However, since it says arve, it comes to tell me that everything is kosher, but l'chatchila should be arve nochal. That's from this brisa. From the other brises is mashma that there's not even a mitzvah l'chatchila to take dafka from the water, but it's only the species. It's a species that grows normally by the water, but wherever it grows, it's kosher l'chatchila. Mashuch v'lo ogul prat l'tziftzifa. We'll see later. There's a variety of arava that's called the tziftzifa, and that's not kosher. And one of the simonim of a tziftzifa is that its leaves are round and not drawn out. V'shal harim, arava shal harim v'lo tziftzifa. Same thing. Arava that, what's it called, grows on the mountains, but it has the same species as the ones that grow by the water. Arve mikomakom loshin rabin. Whatever it is, arve nochal. Whatever it is kosher, even though, according to the first brisa, lechatchila, it has to grow by water. But b'di'evet, if it didn't grow by water, but it's the same species, it's also good. Avashol omer, arve do'omar kro lo lahashar shol ba'alba. Avashol holds that you don't need a pasuk to tell me that if it grows not by water, it's okay. El lamedcha shetzorah shtei mitzvah shel arava. But to tell me there are two distinct mitzvahs of arava, one in the lulav and one in the Beis HaMikdash of taking the arava and circling the mizbeach with it and setting it up on the mizbeach. Achas la'ogda b'lulav, achas la'mikdash la'hakifes ha'mizbeach. Kedamrin lekam perik lulav arava. V'rabbanan didarshi arvi lahachshir shol baal v'shol harim, l'mikdash menolahu. The Rabbanan learn from arve right, to be machsher, aravos that don't grow by the water, where do they know from the mikdash? Samara says they don't have a pasuk to tell me the arav in the mikdash. For them, it's a total halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Which are those three halachas l'moshe m'sinai? Eser netios, arav v'nisach hamayim, halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Elu shlosha nishol v'veis ha-medrash, minayin lohem min ha-torah, v'yeshivu shalacha l'moshe m'sinai him. So Rashi's bothered by the fact there's a lot of halacha l'moshe m'sinai, not only three. So why mention these three things are halacha l'moshe m'sinai, nothing else? No, these three things were asked together in the Beis HaMedrash. What's the source of these three things? They were asked together. And the answer was they're halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So whenever we bring down any one of them, we bring down the other two, because they were asked together as a unit. V'shama ha-shomeya v'girsam k'seder sh'shama. And the person who heard in the Beis Medrash the answer heard it and was referring to these three things. So whenever he reported the three things together. V'chein shi'urim chatzitzin u'mechitzin. Shomen ha-shomeya v'sidrin k'seder sh'shama. Same thing. In the Beis Medrash they learned that shi'urim, mechitzim, and chatzitzim are halachos l'moshe m'sinai. Right? Again, these are not only those three things, obviously this is also. But those three things were being discussed together, and therefore they're always mentioned together. The chen b'chol makom. What are these three things? Eser netios mishnehi b'seder zroim. So mishneh in Masechet Shviyos. Eser netios hamafuzaros b'soch beisa. She'ein bein zu lezu, ela kamo sheyesh bein zu lechaverta. If you have 10 young saplings that are scattered in a beisa, equally separated from each other. V'topsu beisa, shu nun ama al nun ama, and a beisa is 50 amas by 50 amas, mifuzoros la'ocha v'rocha v'shava, and they're equally distributed in this beisa. Chorshin kol beisa b'shvilon erev shviyas ad Rosh Hashanah. Then you're allowed to plow that field for the sake of these saplings they need after they're growing. The ground has to be softened up for them that they should be able to grow well. So Halacha L'moshe m'sinai says that even though there's a din of Tosefes Shviyas, that you have to add on not to do Malachas Karka before Shviyas a certain amount of time before. You'll see Rashi mentions what that time is. But this is an exception. And if you have 10 saplings distributed evenly in a base saw, you can plow the entire base saw up until Rosh Hashanah of Shviyas. Even though there's a mitzvah to add from the year before Shemitah onto Shemitah and start the Isurim of Shemitah earlier. We learn from the Pasuk, Chorish v'kotzer tishbos, that's going on, not on Shabbos, but on Shviyas, and it's coming to tell me, not that you're not allowed to plow during Shemitah, because that I know from other psukim. It's coming to tell me that the plowing that would help, that you do Erev Shemitah, that would help for the plants that would grow during Shemitah, is also Erev Shemitah too. But also Lachra Shloshim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, right? And in our Torah, you're not allowed to plow 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. This doesn't apply, it only applies in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, Bismanazeh doesn't apply. But you're not allowed to plow 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. Kedamrina b'shmaisa k'maisa demoy katan. Mikroi. We learn from Psukim. That's the Din HaTorah, 30 days before. This is halacha l'moshe m'sinai, an exception. That the Eser Netios, right, and a Beis Saw, you're allowed to plow the entire Beis Saw up until Rosh Hashanah. B'netios nemer l'moshe m'sinai, shemutr lachrosh tachteyam ad Rosh Hashanah k'dei shelo yov. So the reason is, because if you don't plow, they'll dry out and they'll die. Vim eser hein umufuzaros kilchasim besol beisa nemer l'moshe d'shed yonkos b'beisa kula. Right, if they're evenly distributed, 10 of them in a beisa, then they all get their nourishment from the entire beisa, and therefore you can plow the entire beisa. Umutar lachosh es kulam b'shvila. Aval im einom eser, if it's not 10, it's less than 10, then they don't get their nourishment from the entire beisa. Or if they're not separated equally, then then you can only allow to plow around each sapling the amount of what's it called, of nourishment that comes to each tree if you would divide 10 trees into a besah. That's the amount of area around the tree that you have to plow, but you can't plow the whole besah. Uvilonosakane, and this is with saplings. How about with regular grown trees? Neser lamed yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah. There you can't plow 30 days before Rosh Hashanah in a field that has already mature trees. Kedamrinim b'may cotton, Rabbi Shmuel mihilchasa, right? From according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's halacha m'shinai. Ulo Rabbi Akiva mikroy. According to Rabbi Akiva, we learn it from Pesukim. V'chachamim osu siag v'torah. However, the Rabbanan added to these 30 days. The osru besoda halovin mipesach ve'elach, uvesoda ha'ilon biskeinu miatzeres ve'elach. And the Rabbanan asserted plowing a field that is set aside for grain from Pesach and on, and a field that is set aside for trees, mature trees, from Shavuos and on. Right, but Minat Torah is only 30 days. The omru biskeinim mipnei shi yonkim harbe shalosh ilanos lebeisa hari elu mitstarfin the chorish and kol beisa b'shvilan aratzeres. However, there's a kula also with mature trees, and that is if you have three mature trees in a beisa, so a mature tree gets much more nourishment out of the ground. So even though you can't plow it after Shavuos, but until until Shavuos, you can plow the entire field after Pesach and between Pesach and Shavuos, where you wouldn't be allowed to plow a midrabanan, a field of grain. You're allowed to plow the entire base saw of a field of trees, mature trees, up until Shavuos, as long as there are three mature trees to a saw. V'shikulo tzorech lehen, v'yotza mitoreh saw the lavan, v'nasa saw the ilan. Then it becomes a field of trees, not a field of grain. V'im einam shalosh, but if it's not three, choresh l'kol echot tachtol v'chersh b'nat seres, then you can only plow around the tree the amount that would be for three within a besah. If you divide a besah into three, you can plow that amount around the tree itself, but not more than that. And everything else is also from Pesach and on, just like it's also in any field of grain. And the arava in the Beis HaMikdash is halach l'mosh v'sinai, because the arava of the lulav is a pasuk. The nisuch hamayim l'tmidim shal shachar shiva shemeachad. Together with the tamid shal shachar, they brought a libation of water, in addition to the libation of wine that they brought all year. Kedamir l'kamal perik lulav arava. V'hosam aforish ketzah menaschim ben mayim ben yayin. There the Gemara describes how you pour water and wine on the mizbeach. V'chol korbonus kol yimos hashona ein niskeim el yayin chutz menachad. Right, the whole year you only pour wine on the Mizbeach. But on Sukkot, you pour water also by Tomet Shal Shachar. That's Nisuch HaMayim. Okay, let's go on. Tana Rabbonin. Arve Nochal Hagdelos Al HaNachal. Right, the Braisa says, Arve Nochal are aravos that normally grow by a brook. Prat L'Tziftzif. That only comes to exclude a species that doesn't normally grow by a brook, which is called the tziftzifa, hagdela benaharim, which normally grows by the mountains, doesn't grow by water. It's a different species. According to this braisa, you don't need even lechatchila to have an arava that grows by water. Never meant to say that it had to grow by water, and then we need a ribui to tell me where it grows somewhere else. Arve nochla is only to define the species of arava that it normally grows by water. But if it doesn't grow by water, and it's still the same species, it's fine. The only thing it comes to exclude is the tziftzifa, which doesn't normally grow by water. The species doesn't grow by water. Om Reb Zera Maikra, where's a pasuk that tells me that there's such a thing as a tziftzifa? There's an inferior species of arava that's not an arava. Kach al mayim rabim tziftzifa shmo. Right? It's the pasuk says that the Rabbanim Shlom said that I thought that a Klal Yisrael would be like an arava that grows by the water, right? Meaning even the Jews that are what's it called, not Talmidei Chachamim and not big Bali Mitzvah, that's the arava, were still al mayim ravim. They have a lot of mitzvahs and a lot of Torah. I thought that there would be, at least even those people would be special. And in the end, tzifzifa shemo, they ended up being a tzifzifa, the inferior variety. See Rashi? Mikra, the tzifzifa, the griusa, that there's an inferior species of arava that's called a tzifzifa, that isn't kosher. Velo mina daravahi, it's not the species of arava that the Torah said you can use. The nirbaya me arve mikol makom, that therefore we can't include that in arve nochal, because it's not the regular species of arava. It has a separate name, it's called a tzifzifa. Omra vavo, garsina, velo garsina ela. Velav lefrushe taimir masnisen. Ela milsubapenaf shihova arabi kroa parshin. We get it yet, okay. So that's what it says. Kacha mayim ravim. I thought it was going to be, they were going to be like the species of arava that grows by water. And in the end, they became a tzifzifa. Omer le abaye v'dilma prushe kamafarish. Kacha mayim ravim umay niu tzifzifa. Maybe the pasuk means differently. Maybe the pasuk means that I thought they were going to be grow like water. And taka, that's how a tzifzifa grows. So it comes to tell, it comes to include a tzifzifa, not to exclude it. When it says, in came my shemo, what does it mean, tzifzifa shemo? Should have said, kacha mayim rabim tzifzifa. Tzifzifa shemo means it's not al mayim rabim. Its name was tzifzifa in place of the arava that grows al mayim rabim. Om rav abor om rakodesh baruch hu. Now he's explaining the pasuk. Ani amarti shu yisrael lefonai kekach al mayim rabim. I thought the Jewish people would be like a plant, like an arava that grows and flourishes on water. Umayni u arava. The haim, some wa'atron ketzifzifa shebaharim. They made themselves like this inferior species of arava, which is a tzifzifa that grows not by water. Yeah, whatever, yeah, whatever the... Okay. Rashi. Kach al mayim ravim tzifzifa shemo. Kidim beforish li rabavo, also shet nishras v'ochuz amayim rabim. Nas et tzifzifa. The arava that grows, though they should have been like an arava that grows by water and flourishes, and instead they became a tzifzifa. Alma greusa, you see that this tzifzifa is an inferior species that's not the regular species of arava. The betochacha nem rabbi yecheskel. It's said as a pasuk in tochacha, Klal Yisrael being reprimanded, right, and criticized in Yechezkel. Okay. Okay, now Rav Avo explained, Om Rav Avo, Garsinan, V'lo Garsinan, El Om Rav Avo. V'lo Lefrushe, Taimir Masnisen. He's not coming to tell us the Mishnah, he's coming to explain the Pasuk. El Amil Sabaf, Enaf Shehi, Hol V'ayri B'kro Parashim. Okay, go on. Ika the masnila la high kroa masnisa. And some learn this pasuk on the brisa. Kacha mayim rabim tzifzifa shemo. Right? The pasuk says, like we said, kacha mayim rabim tzifzifa shemo, maskev of zera. Rav Zera asked, maybe that's not the pshat in the pasuk, that the tzifzifa is a different species. Maybe it's v'dilma prushe komafarish. Kacha mayim rabim mayni u tzifzifa. What is the thing that grows al mayim rabim, the tzifzifa? And it's also a mean of an arava. So Mar says, okay, my shemo. If that's the case, then why does it say shemo? Tzifzifa shemo. It should have said, kacha mayim rabim, tzifzifa. Tzifzifa shemo means there's a comma before the tzifzifa that kacha mayim rabim. I thought they would be like an arava. But tzifzifa shemo, but instead they're a tzifzifa, which is not an arava. Omer Abavo, Omer Kodesh Baruch, Ani Omer Tishu Yisrael, Lefonei Kekach HaMayim Rabim, My New Arava, Vehein Samu Atzon Ketzif Tzifo Shebaharim. Okay, just repeating the same thing, but now it's going on the Brisa, not as an explanation from Amorayim, but that the Brisa itself said this. The Ikal of Masni L'Haikra of Masnisan, Rashi, the Tanad of Masnisan, Gufei Aisiv Masnisan, V'Larab Zera, V'Larab Zera who brought the Pasuk to explain the Mishnah. But it was the Brisa itself that brought the pasuk. The hachatat v'dabaya masni lo rav zera. The terutza dimkein my shmo masni lo below gavra. Right? They learned the pasuk in the Brisa itself and the kasha on it from rav zera, not from abaya, And the answer was, the Gemara answered it, not that Abaye answered it. Not that... Right, okay. Tana Rabbanan, Ezeo Arava, Ezeo Tzitzifa. So now that we've established that there are two species, one called an Arava and one similar to it that's a Tzitzifa, so what are the Simonim? What do you know if it's an Arava or if a Tzitzifa? Because there are other species or there are other variations of Arava that are kosher. So Arava, Kana Shala Adam. The Arava, the stem, is red. Okay, and the Svarim say, the Rishonim say, it's not always red. It's red because the sun hits it and it turns red, and an Arava. So many times only one side of it's red because that's the side towards the sun. But since it's the kind of stem that eventually will turn red if it's exposed to the sun, that's the simen of an Arava. The Allah Shalom Mashuch, right, and the leaves are long, not round. Upi HaChalak. And the leaves are not serrated. They're smooth. Tzifzifa, on the other hand, a tzifzifa, kana shala lavan. The kana is green. Lavan over here means white, means not red. But it's green. And it never turns red. Va'ala shala agul. And the leaves are round. Upi adoma lamagul. And the leaf itself, it looks like a, it's serrated like a sith. So where it says, Vatanya domla magul kosher. The Maestro, we have a brisa that says that if the leaf is serrated like a magul, it's kosher. Domla meser pasul. But if it's like, we're all, a difference between a magul and a meser is a saw. If the leaf is serrated like a saw, then it's pasul. But if it's only serrated like a magul, it's kosher. And the difference is, Omra Abaya, we'll see one second what the difference is. Omer Abaye, Kitanya hi bechilfa gila, right? That there's another variation of Arava called the chilfa gila, but a chilfa gila is an Arava. But a tzifzifa is not an Arava. Tzifzifa is a different species altogether. But there are many variations in the species of Arava. One of them is called the chilfa gila, and that is kosher. Omer Abaye, Shema mino, hai chilfa gila, kosher lo shana. Right? We learn from here that a chilfa gila is kosher. You can use it for what's it called, for lulav versus pshita, right? What's the chiddush? It says beferish that it's a variation of a harava, right? Mao de same mahol the isle shame levoy lo niskasher kamash balon. I might think that since it has another name, so that's not harava. Arve nachal. This is what's it called, the chilfa gila. Kamash balon. No, that it's still a variation of the harava. It's still called an harava too. The Ema Hachinami, Arve Nochalam Rachmanami Komakom. Says Arve, right, includes all different kinds of variations of Arava, but not the Tzifzifa. Tzifzifa is out of the cloud. But anything that's a variation of an Arava is also kosher. Kirashi. Konashala Echala, the branch of the Tzifzifa. The branch of the Arava is red, and the branch of the Tzifzifa is green. Upiya cholak, chudon shel olin cholak. The edge of the leaf is smooth. The enoasi pegimos pegimos. It's not serrated. Vatanya dom lamagul kosher. Lamaisa could be serrated. Right? Even if it's serrated, it's also kosher. Magul ktsir pigmoser kulam notus lezarechot. A sith. All of the serrations face the same direction. Akumos klape besiachala. They're all bent towards the handle. That's kosher. Meser hu megira, shikorin shigo, pigimoseha holchos nochecho, velohem shnei uksim, echad mikan, echad mikan, kipigimosakin. A saw has two, each serration has two points, pointing different ways. That already is no good. So we have variations of Aravas that do have small serrations on the side. That's kosher. But in a what's it called, in a tzifzifa, the serrations are big and they're double-pointed. Mashkachas la bechilfa gila, velo goras u mashkachas la chilfa gila. min aravik sheirahi. Chilfa gila is a variation of an arava, and it's kosher. Upiya dom lamaga, but it's serrated. Avashara arava piya cholik. Most aravas are smooth, but this one is serrated, but it's still an arava. Chilfa, we didn't get her yet. Chilfa arvisa. We didn't get her yet. Okay. Omer of Chista. Hani klas mile ishtini shamayu. Michichore beis hamikdash. From the time the beis hamikdash was destroyed, these three things, their names changed. People called things differently than they did before the beis hamikdash was destroyed. Chilfasa arvisa. Arvisa chilfasa. They exchanged what normally was called an arava, they called a chilfa. And what was originally called a chilfasa now is called an arava. My nafkamina lalula. Nafkamina is for a lulav, and this chilfasa is not chilfa gila. Rashi says chilfasa ravasa lav haynu chilfa gila ela tzitzifa. This chilfasa is the not chilfa gila, but it's a tzitzifa. The other name for a tzitzifa is chilfasa. The achshav nishtanis mishma v'korin lo arava. People call the tzitzifa arava, and they call the arava the tzitzifa. So if you hear people referring to something as a tzifzifa, you should know it's an arava. And if you hear them referring to it as an arava, you should know it's really a tzifzifa. And it could be why the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, the name changed. Because till the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, the arava was very choshev. And the tzifzifa was very inferior. Because the arava had two mitzvahs with it. It had the mitzvah of lulav and the mitzvah of the mikdash. But once the mikdash was destroyed, there's no more mitzvah in the mikdash. So the arava itself became inferior. So they changed the name, not consciously, but unconsciously. They changed the name, and they started calling the arava tzifzifa because it became diminished because the mitzvah no longer applies to it. Another difference, shipura chatzotzarta, chotzarta shipura. They exchanged shofar and chatzotzros. Rashi says shipura kofuf. They're both shofros. One is curved. Chatzotzra pshuta, and the chatzotzra is a straight shofar. It could also be a trumpet, but it's straight, not curved. The enoshal ayil, and it doesn't come from an ayil, it comes from another animal. It's not the trumpet that's made of nettle. It's a trumpet shaped shofar. That's the idea. So they now refer to the shofar as a chatzotzra, and a chatzotzra as a shofar. My nafkamina, the shofar shor Rosh Hashanah. That nafkamina is, if you people calling it a shofar, it's really a chatzotzra, and vice versa. And the Chasam Sofer, I think, says, the idea is that chatzotzros were blown by tzaris, and milchama. And the shofar was blown for cherus, on yovel, so people should be free, or whatever. So in Galus, the shofar became a chatzotzra. It became to be blown. Now we blow it in Galus, we're blowing it in Tzaris, where it was originally, it was a shofar that was what's it called, blown for Cheirus, on Rosh Hashanah. It was a simon of Cheirus, but now it's a simon of Tzaris. Okay, and the third thing was Pesorsa Psora, Psora Pesorsa, right? L'mainaf gemino l'mekach u'memkar. They used to call a big table a Psora and a little table a Psorta, and then they exchanged it after the Churban Beis HaMikdash. And the little one became what they usually call the big one, and the big one what they usually call the little one. What's an afkamina? If somebody says, I'm selling you a pesorta, is he selling you a big table or a small table? Do you have recourse if he gives you the opposite of what you thought you were getting? Pesorta, pesora, ha'achas gedola, v'achas ktana. One's big, one's small. V'sham ha'yu regilim likos gedola, cholav ktana, v'shoktan l'gdola. In the beginning they called the opposite. The big one was what now is referred to as a small one, and vice versa. Okay. Omer Abaya, Afani Omer Beikosi Hovlila, Hovlila Beikosi. I give you another one that the name changed. Right? Originally, there was Beisakosos and Hovlila. And now they exchange them. And what they usually called the Beisakosos now is called Hovlila. And what originally was called Hovlila is called the Beisakosos. L'may nafkamina, what's the difference, what it is? L'machad ha'nimtza ba'ovi beisakosos. If you have Rashi has explained it, it's a Gemara in Chulin, that if you find a needle in the thickness of the skin of the beisakosos, so it's kosher because that skin is very thick. So it has to go through both sides to be possible. But in the Hovlila, it's a thin membrane. There, even one side is possible. Rashi. Afani Omer, Afani Yesh Biyadi, Odeh Chachin Eschal Shema. I have another one where the name was changed. Hovlila is the Tzinpul, and Vesakoso Sofa Kera, Shekorin Pancha. It is all the, what's it called, parts of the stomach, the different stomachs of the animal. The end of the stomachs is what's called the Besakosos. The Huasri Kakova of the Kakos. It's called Besakosos because the inside is compartmentalized. There's like little compartments inside this this stomach. The Dofno Saviv Lo Ove Kishtei Defanos. And the wall of the Besakosos is as thick as a normal, twice as thick as the walls of the other inside organs. V'tanya, machat shenimtzeis ba'ovi besakosos, mitzad echa tchuva ba'ovio, v'lo nikav nekem a foolish kasha. If you find a needle in the thickness of the wall of the besakosos, and it doesn't go through from side to side, it only pierces one side, right? That's kasha. It's not a trefa. Sheha'ovi sosun omegin. Since the wall is so thick, it protects it from the hole continuing on and making the animal trefa. So the animal's kosher. Mishneitz da'adim shanekim a foolish trefa. But if the needle goes through, straight through, from one side to the other, then the animal's a trefa. It's possible. It's a kosher. Va'oso shekorin asher besakosos ein chilik lahashem neshedofik dofil da. But today what's called the besakosos is what originally was called the hovlila. And the hovlila is another part of the stomach, and that membrane is thin. And therefore, even if the needle doesn't go through completely, eventually it's going to open up. So even if the needle's only in one side, it's possible. It's straight. But who are your rugged licorice hovlila? Originally they called that hovlila, now they call it besakosos. So if you find a needle today in what they call the besakosos, you should know it's straight. Because that's not the real besakosos, that's the hovlila. Okay. Abishal Omer, I know, an Afkamina, we're not getting it. Omer Rava Bar Yosef, Afani Omer, I have another one. Bavel Bursif, Bursif Bavel. Originally they called Bavel Bavel and Bursif Bursif. Now they exchange them, and what was originally Bavel is now called Bursif, and was originally Bursif is now called Bavel. Nafkamina, what's the difference? Legite Noshim, Rashi. Legite Noshim. The kaimel on hamedi get mechutz laretz. Torah shon for nechta for nechta. Person brings a get from chutz laretz. He has to. The shliach has to testify that the get was written before and signed before him. Why? If the gemara has a machlokes, rab and rava, imishum de ein mitzuyin lekaimo. Either because in the get in chutz laretz we're afraid that the edim in the get won't be around to be mekayimit, and the husband will say that he never wrote the get or it's a possible get, and we won't have edim to corroborate it. So therefore the shliach has to say that he saw this get written and signed, and then we believe him, the rabbanan gave him the koach, and if the husband complains, we don't believe the husband anymore. The imishum deim b'kiyin l'shma, or because the people in chutz laretz weren't baki that they have to write the get l'shma, and therefore we're afraid by every get that came to chutz laretz it wasn't written properly. So they made the shliach have to testify it was written in front of him, and then we ask him, Rashi says, so Rashi learns, did you write it, was it written, l'shma? Who made the marriage Israel, ain't no tzorash. We should begin l'shma, but other regard mitzvim, l'hakir chamisas, chasimas, edim, l'kaimbo. But if you brought a get from Eretz Israel, you didn't have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, because in Eretz Israel, people knew the halachas of l'shma, and also there was ole regalim, going back and forth, so there was always edim, who at least recognized the signature of the edim and could corroborate the get. The Amrinan Hasam, Bavel Keretz Yisrael Gittin. Bavel had the same din of Eretz Yisrael, because in Bavel there were Talmidei Chacham, they knew the halachas of Lishma, and also there were people going back and forth all the time, so therefore there was edim around to be mekayim the get. V'fi shehem b'nei Torah, b'kiyin Lishma, u'b'nei Yeshiva Metzuyim Leilech V'lumah Misham Torah, b'chol mikol ha'makomos. He used to travel from Bavel to Eretz Israel constantly, was to go back and forth to learn Torah. Bursif samech leBavel. Bursif was an area near Bavel. The Einon b'nei Torah, and they're not b'nei Torah. Kedam Rinan, my Bursif boar sheshofu es meima v'lo nishtayir boklum. Bursif means a boar that lost all its water, meaning the Torah went away from it. If you brought the get from Bursif, you did have to say Bafani Nithmanel. But now the names were changed. And people call Bavel the part that originally was Bursif. Therefore, if you bring a get from Bavel, you have to say Bafani Nithmanel. And if you bring it from Bursif, you don't. Tosfos says that there are some that say the Inyan Gittin means if you change the name. You have to write the name of the place that you write the get. So originally, this area was called Bavel. You have to write Bavel. And originally, this place was called Bursif. You wrote Bursif. Now it's switched around. Tosfos says that can't be the pshat. Because Bavel and Bursif are not cities. They're, countries, regions. And you don't write the name of the region in the get, says Tosfos. So according to Tosfos, you don't write in a get only the city. You don't write the country. Right? And some people say in a ksuba the same thing. You only write the city. You don't write United States of America. You only write the city. Some people hold that does not include not writing the region as a state. In America, you have to write the city and the state because there are a lot of cities that have the same names in different states. But you don't write the country, that for sure. Here also, you don't write Yerushalayim, the Eretz Yisrael. You just write Yerushalayim, just the name of the city, not the name of the country.